Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has on this ummah, the nation of the believers, Allah ta'ala has given His special karam, His special mercy, that after every year, in the year, a special time comes. Such moments actually come during the year, such days and such nights and such periods of time like Ashura, 10 days or nights, and such ibadat, worship actions, Allah Ta'ala gives, bestows to the ummah, from which, if a human being does a small amount of practice, a little amount of practice, then Allah Ta'ala gives that person immense, immense reward, immense reward. And we see on a regular basis that we see a certain deed and it seems insignificant, minor, but due to those blessed moments and hours and days or nights in the sight of Allah, that amal is great and massive indeed. For example, we see that here we have this majlis of dhikr of Allah. We have gathered to remember Allah and we think it's not important. It doesn't sound important. It doesn't look important. And the time is short between Maghrib and Isha. Very short period of time. We could not be here and spend time in a wasteful way. It's not even an hour. But if we gather together in the form of a majlis and do the dhikr of Allah, then such a great reward, Allah Ta'ala gives such a great reward that Allah Ta'ala becomes happy and forgives everybody in that gathering who is associated with the gathering. So this is Allah Ta'ala's fadl, His karam, His grace, His mercy, His blessings. But the problem is we just don't understand. The penny doesn't drop. Those people who have aql, understanding, fikr, worry for the akhirah, these small things, rather they're not small. They regularly practice these actions. They're not small. They're not minor. So the same fadl and karam of Allah that we see is about to come in a few days' time. Another massive mercy of Allah. With Allah Ta'ala's fadl, He will give us such a great month. Great month. And maybe this could be the last night of Jummah before Ramadan comes. Maybe next Friday night could be Taraweeh. And this is Allah's immense fadl and karam, the month that is about to come. So let's do dua that Allah Ta'ala delivers us, takes us to that month, blessed month. And it's a big loss if a person wastes the month of Ramadan. It's a big, big waste. You cannot compensate for the time that's wasted in Ramadan. For my islah, I am saying these words. We all know. We all are aware of what we're about to discuss. But just to awaken ourselves, revive ourselves, make ourselves conscious, to revise the subject, that never ever should a person in any way or form waste Ramadan. Never. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us different times, days, nights, ashara, periods of days, of moments, or very minor, small moments, you could say, where things are accepted. But here, the kamal of Ramadan is 30 days, not just the nights or the daytime, but every second moment, subhanAllah. Every moment in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala bestows His fadl, His karam, His mercy. It's not just coming, rather they are raining down hard. They're raining down hard, consistently. There's no second in the 30 days in the month. Not that you have to take the night or certain part of the night or Fajr time or Ishraq or sunrise time. No. Every second is precious upon precious upon precious. And Allah's mercies are raining down. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates a hadith with regards to the fadail of Ramadan, that when Ramadan starts, then in the first night, the first night of Ramadan is full of such barakah that with the order of Allah, all of the doors of the heavens are opened. All of the doors in the heavens open. All of the doors of paradise are open. And paradise is decorated. Rather, in one narration it is stated that such a beautiful fragrance and wind blows in Jannah that the leaves and the branches of Jannah, that wind touches the branches and leaves of Jannah, that after that a musical tone, beautiful, emanates from from there. And Jannah becomes even greater than what it was before that. And that beautiful fragrance emanate, and the wind blows, and the melody emanates from the leaves and the branches, and the hoors, they call out, the maidens, there is anybody who can take us into his nikah. Into his nikah, into the bond of marriage. This is the start of Ramadan. I'm just summarizing it in such a small form. I'm just giving you a few bit of reflection. We need a lot of time to explain the fadail of Ramadan. But these are just a few points that we need to understand. We should not waste this month. So this is the start. This is the initiation. And Allah Ta'ala has kept a special angel aside in the beginning of Ramadan. As soon as Ramadan starts, Allah Ta'ala gives this angel a duty. Such a great angel. Such a brilliant angel that his announcement, this angel's announcement, reverberates around the universe and goes and penetrates into the hearts of people. And he says, come, come, seek forgiveness from Allah. Earn forgiveness from Allah. Come and earn paradise. Come and get refuge and protection from hellfire. And come out of hellfire. And his announcement, these words reverberate around the universe. Such barakat nights, such nights of blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every night of Ramadan, 600,000 people are freed from hellfire. 600,000. Can we imagine that we stay wasteful and negligent in these days and do silly wasteful actions and waste our time in our life? No, we should not even imagine. We should not even imagine that we waste our time. Rather, from now, let's change our actions and habits so that we are prepared for the 30 days. Don't waste those 30 days and nights of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala deliver us to Ramadan. Allow us to get to Ramadan. Just today in the afternoon, somebody passed away and there was a janazah salah. So there's no guarantee we will get to Ramadan next week. But we have niyyah, intention. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us due to our niyyah, intention. So these are very valuable, precious nights. Valuable, precious nights. That 600,000 people on a nightly basis will be forgiven every night of Ramadan with Allah Ta'ala. We are hopeful in the sight of Allah that Allah please include us in those 600,000. There will be a special selection of Allah. Allah knows best how He will select, and every night He will select 600,000. Aha, great. And now we go further. We progress in the discussion. There's another great reward due to Ramadan. We all pray Isha, don't we? Allah doesn't allow us to go home after Isha. This is Allah's fadl. This is not Allah's giving us difficulty. People, they make excuses. No, it's not farad tarawih. We don't have to pray. And they start debating. But those who want to earn, they earn and they depart. They earn and they depart. They've earned and they've departed. So what is this? Allah Ta'ala has given such a big reward that 40 extra prostration, 20 rak'ah times 2, times each rak'ah we obviously prostrate. So Allah has given us extra prostration. I've never seen somebody dying out of exhaustion. Oh, I've got to pray tarawih. I died because I was tired. I can't pray tarawih. We do many other actions during the day. We work hard. We run around. We sweat for the world for financial reasons. But 40 extra sujood, shaitan makes them seem so weighty. Someone's leaving after 8 rak'ah, 6 rak'ah. Someone's debating. Oh, I don't have to pray tarawih or this many rak'ah. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, what's the reward for this prostration of tarawih? Allah Ta'ala says in Ramadan, I've given reward. Salah is a great action anyway. But for the salah after Isha, Allah Ta'ala gives extra reward that on every prostration, let's take any salah now. Let's take any salah, not tarawih. Any salah, fard, nafl, any. If you do one sajda prostration in Ramadan, on every prostration, 1,500 good deeds are written into the records of that person. And not some minor good deed. These are the good deeds of Ramadan. Remember this. These are not normal good deeds. These are the good deeds done in Ramadan. So 40 sujood, if we do after Isha, multiply, like we do business, get the calculator, tak, 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 tak. This is the amount of profit I made, percentage, profit, return, loss, etc. So 1,500 rewards. And if we do those 40 extra sujood after Isha, then how much in one night will we get? How much rewards will we get due to the extra prostration after Isha and Tarawih? 1,500 deeds on each prostration and on every sajda. Subhanallah, say loudly, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. On every sajda, on every prostration, Allah Ta'ala gives what reward? A palace made out of Yaqut. Subhanallah. And that palace will have 60,000 doors. 60,000 doors. There are 60,000 doors on top of every door. There is a palace made of gold. Imagine Allah's karam. On every... So, now... This is what we get for each sajda. So is tarawih easy or hard? Now tell me, will we leave this? Never should we imagine that we will leave. That we will leave the prostration. And that palace that Allah Ta'ala says, that due to the prostration, Allah Ta'ala allows a tree to be grown. So this first palace was of rubies, then from the 60,000 doors on top of each one, there's a palace. And then on every tree that Allah Ta'ala gives in the garden of the person, Jannati, imagine 500 years of travel in the hereafter. That's how long it takes to travel beneath the shade of one tree. And Allah Ta'ala has given this understanding for us to understand. But we can't imagine what the tree of Jannah will be. It won't be like the tree in the world, always this oak tree or pine tree or conifer tree, etc. No. The trees of paradise will be so ajeeb, unique, that from some of the trees of paradise, what will happen is the libas, the attire that we will wear, will come out of that tree, of its branches or trunk or wherever. Ajeeb, beautiful tree. So for one prostration every day, if we prostrate, just for one prostration, we'll get that one tree. So imagine if we do 40 extra prostrations after Isha. Yeah, and we'll get extra reward. Allah Ta'ala has prepared in such a way that for that salah in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has prepared that you will pray Taraweeh after Isha. And we've just discussed the rewards will get extra. And when a person prays Taraweeh, what will he do? He'll hear the Quran, the whole Quran. And you won't feel tiredness. There'll be somebody who's got memorization of Quran with eloquence and melody. Then we feel like listening to two or three juz at a time. Isn't it? So it shouldn't be no pain with enjoyment, with maza. Allah Ta'ala has given us reward with enjoyment in Ramadan. With enjoyment, no tiredness, no exhaustion. And Allah Ta'ala has enlightened the night. And in the day, when the first fast starts, from the first fast, Allah Ta'ala says that the first fast that you keep, I keep, we all keep, all of the saghira sins will be forgiven from the first fast day. Allah purifies that person. And then for that fasting person, what reward does Allah Ta'ala give? The 70,000 angels for the fasting person. 70,000 angels are assigned to that fasting person, that from morning until night, oh 70,000 angels, this fasting person do dua for him and ask for his forgiveness. Subhanallah. Amazing, amazing. This month's about to come, just a few days left. So are these days and nights and moments and seconds to waste in Ramadan? Think about it. Even if we sell everything in our life to buy these moments of Ramadan, it's a cheap bargain. Cheap bargain. So Allah gives us rewards upon rewards and says to these 70,000 angels that this person has started to fast, do dua for him. Ask for his forgiveness. Imagine the rewards we get when the angels are doing dua for us. They are assigned to us specifically to us. And then in the evening, iftar time, I'm just telling you small points. MashaAllah, you'll hear the maulanas, the scholars, they will explain to you. I'm just explaining for revision purposes that the inams and the rewards Allah Ta'ala is going to give to us. So what will happen? In the evening, when iftar time will come, when he breaks his fast, is such a valuable time. We need to consider that time very valuable indeed, very precious. And we should try that time before iftar, we are in the masjid, in the house of Allah, doing dhikr of Allah. Remember, because you won't realize how fast the 30 days go. So at that time, Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes in such a way that 1 million people on whom hellfire was decided that they are going to hell. They were destined for hellfire. The decision had been made. 1 million people, such people at that time, every day, at the time of iftar, before iftar, Allah Ta'ala frees them from hellfire. Frees them. So most definitely, not to you, but I consider myself probably amongst those people who are sinful, who are sinners, waste time. Maybe Allah's given me another chance here that iftar time, Allah will allow me to be forgiven because I don't have anything else to my name. Nothing worthy of acceptance. I'm a sinner. And maybe Allah Ta'ala is pointing to this moment that we need to include ourselves in those people. So why should we waste those moments? Become alert, awake, don't waste time, gossip, mongering, malice and futile talk. People make mistakes in such precious times in houses. People have the same routines. Gossiping, chit-chat, kharafat, sinful actions, fighting, quarreling, backbiting, slandering, non-shara, non-Islamic actions, un-Islamic discussions, fuzuliyat, wasting time, kharafat is happening in the houses and people are seeing this. Allahu Akbar. Wasting time. We see clearly that in such a mahol, in such an environment, Allah Ta'ala says that Allah's ghadab is there on those people. Wrath. This is the definition of ghadab. Of ghadab. Allah Ta'ala says that these people, I don't like them. Their hearts are like rocks, stones. We should understand Ramadan. Don't waste time. Purify your homes. Empty your homes of sinful things, impure things. Do tawbah, repent. Change the environment in the house. Put the veils on the lost actions, on the lost words. Hide the impurities. Every single brick of our house should be a fasting brick. That's how it should look. That it should be purified. The house was angels will come. Angels will be coming and going. Rahmah coming and going. Rahmah will be raining down. Mercy is raining down. Ajeeb, ajeeb, beautiful environment will come out. It won't seem that we are in that environment, isn't it? That environment is going to come. And the style of doing dua changes. The depth of thought and lamenting and regretting and remorse and crying to Allah changes. We should totally forget the dunya, because at that time Allah's rahmah is descending. 1 million people daily, Ramadan, before iftar, after asr, before the break of the fast, Allah Ta'ala forgives them and frees them from hell. So this is a massive karma of Allah. Massive karma of Allah. Ibadah, there's a lot of ibadah in Ramadan we could do, but especially, specifically the ibadah of Ramadan. What should we do? That the decoration of Ramadan is the Quran. Is the Quran, that the Quran is stuck to, attached to Ramadan. Without Quran, there's no Ramadan. So this is obviously regular. Every person should read Quran, recite Quran, go to Taraweeh Salah, read Nafal Salah. If you're Hafid of Quran, read in the masjid, go home, walking, talking. Quran is Quran. All the time Quran in Ramadan. But you can't read Quran all the time, can you? Not everyone's a Hafid. Not everyone's memorized Quran. There are many people who can't read the Quran by looking. The poor souls, they can't. They are daif people, they are old, elderly, frail, they are hafid, they are unfortunate, they've forgotten their Quran, their memorization. There are people who are ill, they cannot read the Quran. There are many other people who can't go to Taraweeh Salah. They have an excuse, shara. And there are many people who can't fast due to ill health, or they have to give fidya, and they have to compensate for this. And even if they have this, then there are women, due to shari reasons, they can't read the Quran, they can't fast. So where have all the rules gone for those people? There's someone lying down in hospital, sick, ill, he can't move, can't get up, go to the masjid. A person has a shari excuse, can't pray Taraweeh Salah. But Allah's Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ra'ufur Rahim, he said, I will give you an ibadah. I will prescribe to you a worship action, such an ibadah that all of the rewards of all of the deeds of Ramadan will be included. Old man, ill person, woman, man, child. So easy it becomes for that person that that person's Ramadan is not wasted, and it would be such a big ibadah that Allah Ta'ala says that that is so beloved to me, this action, so beloved to me, immensely beloved, and I like it. Allah Ta'ala says that straight away I become pleased with my servant and I become very happy. Allah says that I will give you 4 amal. 4 deeds. Now this is recommended to who? 1, we have to have our selection. I will recite this or do this. Tasbillah, we select our deeds. But 1 is Allah Ta'ala's recommendation. And who's recommending? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Sadiq Mastuq, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that these deeds I prefer and like. I'm recommending these to you for Ramadan. What a great amal this must be. That everything will become ni'mal badal. Everything will become reward based on our actions, even if we can't fulfill all the rites of Ramadan. So, O Rasulullah, Bala Ya Rasulullah, please have mercy on us. Tell us those 4 actions that you are stating, that every man or woman, those people who are weak, who have excuses, shari excuses, can't read Quran, can't recite, they're weak, they can't pray Taraweeh, etc. Please, if they do these 4 amal, Alhamdulillah, then they will get the total thawab of Ramadan. And if that person's doing that amal, he has the strength, and he's doing all of the actions of Ramadan, and on top he's doing these 4 actions, then Nur ala Nur, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Person has health, doing all of the actions of Ramadan, reading Quran, reciting Quran, and on top of that, these 4 deeds he implements or she implements, then that person struck the bullseye. That person struck the bullseye. He'll have total enjoyment. So what are those amal? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the 4 actions that we should do in Ramadan, whether we're ill, old, young, ill, we're frail, etc., can't move, doesn't matter. First action, dhikr Allah. Say subhanallah loudly. Subhanallah. I'm saying that because this is our food, alhamdulillah. This is our daily food and drink with the fadl of Allah, dhikr. We're not going to leave this in Ramadan, are we? If we do it for the rest of the year. So automatically we've understood the importance that we were going to do dhikr anyway, in every way or form. So, the dhikr of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is recommending action number one, don't leave the dhikr of Allah. It's a great action, a great deed, and I'm giving you this gift and advice special. Now we don't have time to speak about fadail. What is the reward of la ilaha illallah? What is the fadail of la ilaha illallah? The rewards that we hear and that we read. There's no time now, but let's understand this one point, that this is such a big ibadah that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that in Ramadan he is compensating, that if you can't do the other ibadah due to an excuse or illness, etc., then if you do this deed number one of dhikr of Allah, you will get the whole total reward of Ramadan. So let's make total niyam that Allah give us tawfiq, that we can attend such majalis and gatherings, that where we hear there's a majlis of dhikr, we run to that gathering. And I say this with, please forgive me, that this month, these times that Allah Ta'ala has given to us in Ramadan, these are for action, not for listening. The rest of the year we listen, ulayma, and now we practice amal. amal. These are such precious, precious moments. If we waste Ramadan in listening them, what will we implement? Do, act, act. So remember, the month of Ramadan, the seconds of Ramadan are for action. We've heard all year long, we are grateful to the ulama, the scholars, the respected scholars, that they explain to us, they talk to us, and all year long they explain to us. So when the time comes for amal, then bring the actions into amal. So what do we need to do? We've heard, and we know, just like Principal, I'm speaking, I'm not an alim, I'm not a scholar, but the great scholars and the people who are learned, who explain to us and talk, and I'm delivering their message to you. So now the time that is coming, Ramadan, what mistake do we make? That the moments of Ramadan which are for action, we spend time listening. So we've wasted the time, we've wasted the opportunity to do. So now if I start talking about fadail between Asr and Maghrib, which is the prime time to do dhikr of Allah, the noor, I have not got words to describe, and nor is there any explanation in any human being that he can explain the noor, the light of that time between Asr and Maghrib. That what is the noor of the dhikr of Allah at that time? That time. So what a jamaat, what a congregation, what a gathering. Which people, great people, that from Asr to Maghrib in Ramadan, they are immersed and busy in dhikr. That when their eyes open, adhan is being called, and with the dates and water, they are breaking the fast. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So these are the gardens of Jannah that we are seeing. Does this not happen? It happens. Can this happen in this dunya? Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is azim, azim, great, great fadl and karam and mercy and blessing of Allah. That free from everything, we stop our work, and whether we have tiredness or exhaustion, the time of asr, we pray, we sit down, that jamaat, those people, the congregation, they're sitting. Allah's khas, special fadl, karam is on those people, and they're busy and immersed and engrossed in dhikr of Allah. They're reciting the dhikr of Allah. They're engrossed. They don't even know, am I here or not? They don't even know how much time is left for us. Otherwise, people look at their watches. How much time is left? Oh, 1 hour. Oh, I'm thirsty. When's Maghrib? When's Adhan, Iftar? But those people who sit in the dhikr, and they're engrossed, and they don't realize that Adhan, when is going to be cool. They know that the dates and water is in front of them, and they put the food and the drink and the water in their mouth. They say, Subhanallah, I've come from Jannah. Such a time. If a person does a dua, even if you don't have the chance to do dua, don't worry. Allah Ta'ala says that, don't worry, carry on doing my dhikr. Even if you don't recite anything, Quran or do dua, etc., Allah says, I give you more over and above that than what you were going to ask with your bare hands and mouth. Allah says, because you are engrossed in my dhikr. So I know best what you need, and I will give to you all of the things that you wanted to do dua for. So number one, action number one out of the four is dhikr of Allah. And then combined with that is action number two, astaghfar. Every second in Ramadan, remember that we should have the kalma Istaghfar, istaghfar, because shaitan's whispering left, right, this backbite, gossip, weak. That's a foolish person who gets busy in the whispering of shaitan. If someone comes and whispers in my ear, don't eat. Will I not eat? If I'm hungry, of course I'll eat. I won't eat. If he says, don't go to work, I'll go to work. If shaitan says, don't do dhikr, shaitan whispered in my ears, I don't feel like doing dhikr, I've got thoughts in my mind. Imagine, shaitan, he makes us shaitan himself. He makes Allah just one advice of shaitan. We leave the deen of Allah. Ask people, why don't you come to dhikr? Oh, it's just shaitan whispers in my ears, makes me weak. I'm weak nowadays. I don't feel like doing dhikr. And he's listening to shaitan's advice. Allah's given a hukam. And we leave Allah's words and we listen to shaitan. We say, oh, I'm a strong Muslim. I'm a strong Muslim. Oh, servant of Allah, if shaitan advises you, whispers in your ear, leave salah, run after the woman. We run after the woman, or do this haram, or do this unlawful action. Shaitan advises us to do wrong actions, we do them. Oh, I'm just weak, and if I don't feel like practicing and worshipping, waswas of shaitan, whispering of shaitan, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Shaitan speaking nonsense. Even if he's talking rubbish, let him talk rubbish. Like for example, you're walking and a dog is barking in the street. He's going to bark, he's going to run after you and try to bite you. That's his job, function. Shaitan's function is to speak useless, futile, rubbish talk. So why do we give him the time of the day? Even if he comes now while I'm sitting, why are you doing dhikr? Leave it, leave the masjid, let him speak nonsense. What difference does it make to me? I don't mind, I don't care. But shaitan is there, he's reality. We don't get scared of shaitan, worried about shaitan. Let him speak his rubbish nonsense. No, don't do this, you're this, leave deen, leave dhikr. And he whispers in our ears and tells us wrong things, advice. Forget him, ignore him, discard him, reject him. Never should a person bowed or to the demands of shaitan. Is there any greater ni'mah than dhikr of Allah? So the second action to do is istighfar in abundance, kathir and kathir, istighfar. There are two meanings to istighfar. One is the tasbih, istighfarullah, istighfarullah. But Ramadan teaches us that we have to put the sins in front of us and do istighfar from our sins. We have to do istighfar from our sins. Remember every sin and cry, Allah forgive me. Ya Allah forgive me. Ya Allah forgive me, Allah. Every sin, Allah forgive me for my sins. Allah forgive me. Forgive me, Allah. Forgive me, Allah. Forgive me. This is istighfar. Put the sins in front. Oh Allah forgive me. Oh Allah forgive me. Ya Allah. Every second, Allah forgive me. Ya Allah forgive me. Praying salah, dhikr, Allah forgive me. Ya Allah forgive me. Continuous during Ramadan. Nothing else. Maafi, maafi, maafi. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. Keep on asking Allah. That's it. And the third action for Ramadan, which we are desperately in need of, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. So these first 2 points, action one, dhikr of Allah, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you will make Allah extremely pleased. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Ramadan, the days of Ramadan, the nights of Ramadan, and we are pleasing Allah. What else do we need? What else do we need? Tell me after this, what else is left? We've got Ramadan, Allah is pleasing Ramadan, then we've earned everything we ever would want. And how easy it is to do this. Not difficult. Not difficult. After that, two things Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you are in need of these final two things, action three and four. We need to do these actions. So we've got number one and two. One is dhikr, two is istighfar, and three and four that we are in need of. That's why Allah Ta'ala is calling out from the heavens. What is that? Action three is ask Allah for Jannah, paradise, Jannatul Firdaus, highest grade, talab. Request, Allah give me Jannah, Allah give me Jannah, give me Firdaus, because the doors of paradise are open. And when you call out to Allah from your tongue, Allah give me Jannah, Allah will give. Job done, Alhamdulillah. And number four, Allah save me from hellfire, protect me from hellfire, extract me from hell, and keep on reciting this. So these are the four actions of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has recommended us to do these four actions. We be consistent in this. Ramadan's about to come, my friends. This is a small introduction I've given. Otherwise, the fadail of Ramadan, the question doesn't arise. We can summarize them in an hour. We could continue for days, days, days. So let's understand what we've discussed today. Make a solid intention, niya. There's only a week left. Ramadan is about to come. After listening to this, that we should make a program, a schedule for the 30 days. What am I going to do? That not a second should be wasted. In every second should be the dhikr of Allah, istighfar, repentance, praise Allah in the masjid, in jama'ah, in congregation, and tarawih should be complete. 20, don't come into 8 and play games with 8. Oh, I pray 8, it's okay, then I can leave and do my job and work. Someone give me mashwara. Who said you have to pray 20? It's too long, I get tired. Okay, you need to do 8, you do 8, I want 20. It was on every sajda prostration, there's reward, immense reward. Fard, for example, okay, let's say you pray 8, but no, I want to pray 20 anyway, because there's no loss, there's reward and gain in the akhirah. So don't talk about loss, do more. Why do you reduce? So these are all waste of time actions. I don't want to go debate with people. No, just make your schedule, make niyyah, spend your time every second tarawih, faraid, compulsory actions, and Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, grab hold of it with firmness, Alhamdulillah. And Allah Ta'ala has given tawfiq to do nawafil, voluntary prayer, recite Quran, kathir and kathir, and your Ramadan is made. Ramadan is made with the fadl of Allah. So your sins will be forgiven when Ramadan departs. Then you will be like you're alive and invigorated, reinvigorated. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.